Right now, Anthony Dockrell joins us to run us through a weekend warrior. It's been, a pretty chill weekend for me personally. I don't know how it was for you, but to keep you up to date on what you might have missed, Anthony joins us now. Morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning, Tess.
So what happened? What have we missed over the last few days?
Look, a really packed weekend. I had to kind of pare it down a little bit to make sense of it all. But I want to start our segment with a joke.
Okay, I love that.
I saw this on Twitter, and it's too good not to share.
All right. We're off to a good start.
Yeah.
You go.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Peter.
Peter who?
Scott Morrison.
Oh, no. Oh, that's good. I'll pay that. That's good.
Yeah, it's a good joke, isn't it? So look, our shiny new PM, Scott Morrison, made the news on the weekend. He took time away from punching down on trans kids to save Christmas.
Christmas in danger, is it?
Yeah, as you walk through your local shopping mall last December, you know, as I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas was playing on the PA, little did you know that Christmas is under attack.
Oh, I'm horribly shocked.
It's because you and I don't watch Sky News at night, obviously.
After 6 p.m.
Morrison, showing that if, you know, hadn't gone into politics, he'd probably be running the philosophy department at Sydney University. the reason he gave about why we need new laws to protect religious freedom, he explained, just because things haven't been a problem in the past doesn't mean they won't be a problem in the future.
What? Hang on.
Yeah, but look, maybe someone should tell him all about what happens when you burn coal.
It's good for humanity.
Yeah, but look, Morrison's clearly going in a much more populist direction than Turnbull ever did. So expect more of this before the election. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg was on the ABC's Insiders, and he was still unable to provide an explanation for the leadership change. He still hasn't got one. It may be because there is no real coherent reason for it. Over and above, 43 members of the party decided they didn't like Malcolm Turnbull, even though he gave them everything they wanted.
Questionable.
So Frydenberg also rejected the idea that the Liberal Party needed quotas to reach its target of 50% of the party room being comprised of women by 2025.
Yep.
Just like the Paris targets, the Liberal Party currently are claiming they're going to reach a goal, but they can't explain how they'll get there.
I knew that's where that was going.
I think these two issues, obviously very different, but they're actually the same problem. But they've got this target
that you can't reach,
and there's no mechanism like a quota. The thing about a quota, I'm just heart to heart to Liberal Party. The thing about a quota is it kind of forces you to have a mechanism to get to the quota.
Mm. I love the argument as well. We can't have a quota because then, you know, we work on merit because, of course, every bald white man in that cabinet who won out over a woman got there on merit, I'm sure.
Yeah, and look, on these two issues, I think, you know, if your local member is a member of the Liberal Party, I think you should ask them about these two particular issues, because if they can't actually provide a proper mechanism for reaching these two targets, it either means that the Liberal Party is not fair dinkum about it, or they believe in magical thinking, you know, like pray away the drought.
Pray away many things.
Yeah. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Malcolm.
Malcolm who?
We're busy getting on the job the people of Australia elected us to do.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. These are getting more depressing.
Hurrah by-election on the weekend in Wagga Wagga. Now, look, it's a safe Liberal seat. There's a whole lot of state issues that run into this one, including the word ICAC. 29% swing.
29%?
29% swing. So it's gone independent. Look, the scale of the swing will have a lot of people feeling very sick today as they go into their offices. Also, if you go to a Trump rally, it pays to look really excited, really excited. A young man was escorted out of the rally held on the weekend by the Secret Service about 10 minutes in.
Okay.
And he was basically told to go away, not come back. And his major crime, as far as we can tell, was that he was in camera shot behind Trump's shoulder and he didn't look impressed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So social media have called this guy the plaid shirt guy because he wore a plaid shirt. His name's Tyler Linfesti and he's 17 years old. Now, Tyler decided to go to the rally because he thought it's not every day you get to see the president.
Fair.
He was randomly chosen to sit in the VIP section.
behind Trump's shoulder.
And don't ask me why the VIP section you get to see Trump's bum and his comb over. It's not my idea of a VIP seat. But anyway, he was told the rules, which were that you need to be very enthusiastic and cheer.
Okay.
10 minutes in, someone tapped him on the shoulder and said, "We're going to replace you," because he looked very unimpressed throughout the whole thing. And he also put a sticker on his shirt, which has been now identified as belonging to the Democratic Socialist Party of America. So,
oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, but there you go. Like, you know, we've just discovered that, you know, the person who's always calling out fake news relies on fake cheers.
I want to know how they choose these people. Would you not? Did they need someone who looked like an everyday person? They had too many trucker caps and, I don't know, Women for Trump signs.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we could speculate about how he was chosen. You know.
The Democratic sticker on his shirt, probably.
Yeah. So, and also, Trump claimed there were 45,000 people at the rally.
Yes.
The only problem is the venue only holds 12,000.
Right.
So I'm not very good with maths, but that seems to be out by about 32,000.
Just one or
33.
Two. Just
yeah.
A couple.
Yeah, and look, on sad news, GWS beat the Swans in a resounding win. Yeah. So well done, GWS. The Swans, I'm sure, are having a very sad, mad Monday right now. GWS are now fighting on and representing Sydney.
There we go. So they're our Sydney team from here on out.
Yeah, yeah. You can see I'm doing it through clenched teeth, but yeah, they're our Sydney team.
Okay. Woo. Thanks, Anthony. Anthony Dockrell with the Weekend Warrior, running you back through the last couple of days. In case you had just whacked your phone in your drawer and been ignoring hardcore any of the news that was going on in the world.